The Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining is unhappy about how the judiciary applies the rules to illegal miners arrested and arraigned before courts for indulging in galamsey. The coalition's convener, Ken Ashigwe, told George Asikri on Behind the News that the judiciary is relaxed in the prosecution of illegal miners. He therefore wants a more rigorous enforcement of the law to ensure illegal mining is stopped.
One of the major things that are worrying, and that seems to be a weakness in the whole fight, is the whole investigative, prosecutorial, and then the sentencing system, where you are finding out that under the Minerals and Mining Act, people who are put before the court are getting away with claps on their hands. So you have Chinese who are arrested on the 7th of September, four of them. Another person comes to ask them, and then on the 9th of September, they are rearrested for the same crime again, because what will happen? 2,400 cities. It's so meager that it's not deterring enough.
The laws remain as they are. 2,000 may be too meager, but if the law says so, what can we do?
Well, the laws have been amended. You know, the mining, Minerals and Mining Act 900 has been amended. And it has actually strengthened the hands of the judges. So for Ghanaians, when you are arrested, what the law says is that you are supposed to be fined between, on conviction, not less than 2,000 penalty units and not more than 20,000 penalty units, or to a term of imprisonment, not less than 5 years or not more than 10 years. And if you consider that each penalty unit is now 12 Ghana cities, but all we are seeing the judges do is to give the very minimum sentence of 2,400.
So for now, will it be fair to say that the judiciary is the body that is frustrating the smooth execution of this exercise?
Well, I won't say they are frustrating it, but I'll say they are the weakest link currently as we see.
That was the convener of Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining, Ken Ashigwe, talking to George Asikri.